visiting today with PCM head boys wrestling coach Rusty Voss. Coach, you know, your team has had some good performances as of recently, competing at the PCM wrestling invite there on the 11th, and then you had that Heart of Iowa Conference Triangular on the 16th, and then most recently competing in Perry over the last weekend. Can you kind of talk about how you feel your boys did at those three meets?
Yeah, our Mustang Invitational, I thought we came back and did really well. I mean, got second as a team behind Southeast Polk JV. The kids that we had a really good quarterfinal round, not so good semifinal round, but those kids that lost in that semifinal round ended up coming back and getting some placing points for us on the backside, and that's what ended up getting us up in that number two. You know, we only have, I think we had, what, nine kids wrestling with that tournament out of our 14, and we were still able to play second, which was pretty good for those guys. So that was a kind of a fun Saturday. I didn't really expect that, but it ended up happening, and it was good. Now we went into that duel, not sure what was going to happen with that. We still had some injuries and people in different spots, and then we, you know, Greene County, they got some really tough kids on that team, and I knew it was going to be really close, and it ended up we edged them by a little bit, and that was pretty good. So we finished the season with our duels. I think we ended up 11-2 overall in our duels, which I thought was really, really good. And I don't think I expected that at the front of the season because of the number of kids I knew and the number of weights that we'd be missing for the year. It's hard to win duels when you have three or four open weights every duel.
You know, big conference meet coming up, you know, on Friday, you know, with a lot of talented teams, of course, in the conference. You know, kind of how do you as an approach that, you know, seeing teams that you're somewhat familiar with that you may have seen in triangulars or quads or whatever during the season, but to have them all together at a meet at Roland Story?
Yeah, we got some pretty good teams there. You know, West Marshall's really good, and Roland Story's got some really good kids. Greene County got some good kids in there. And even our other conference teams have, you know, different weights. They've got some, you know, strong kids. So it's actually a pretty good conference when it's overall. A lot of times our conference, some of those kids you see that are 1-2 that come out of our conference are somewhere on the stand at the end of the year. So we've got some pretty good competition there, and it's going to be a good Friday night for us to go out and compete. Again, we're going to be missing some other guys, and I got some sickness going on this week, so I'm not sure how many guys I'm going to actually have there wrestling, but we're going to go there with what we have and rock and roll and do the best we can, and then get ready to go to Urbandale on Saturday, which will be a juggernaut of a tournament for us.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned that your dual part of the season is done for this year, and you just got the few tournaments left this season. You know, kind of how do you approach that last part of the season as you guys already start getting close to districts here?
Yeah, you know, you take a look at it and try to give the kids breaks here and there and be able to still get the conditioning around the need, also give them some sort of break kind of in between. So I got some breaks built into our practices and do some different things for these guys. That Saturday of the state duels, we may load up in the vehicle and go ahead and head watch some wrestling instead of actually doing some wrestling. It'd be nice to be there wrestling, but, you know, second best, let's go watch and see what we could have been doing at some point in time, maybe in the future, for those younger guys to be able to see some of that stuff so they can get an idea what it could take to get there to the state duels.
You know, guys like Tucker Wheeler and Caliber Fry who have, you know, been to the state tournament before, and then you add the addition of Caden Clark who has been excellent this season. You know, how do those three guys kind of polish off what they've done this season and get prepared for potentially, hopefully, maybe another trip to Wells Fargo Arena this year?
Just stay consistent in what we're doing and, you know, work on the things that we've been having some issues with still. Just be focused on what they're doing. And, it's, you know, that's kind of the hard time of the season. It gets long right at this moment. But there is that light at the end of the tunnel type of thing. And just stay focused on what they're doing. And and we'll keep working every day. And we'll get there. I know on Monday I saw that there's actually 30 days to the state tournament. Caden Clark came to me and goes, I saw that. I'm like, oh, man, 30 days. Oh, no. And, you know, there's a little bit of anxiety there, but it always is. And, you know, those guys have been there. Caden was there as a freshman. You know, he got hurt last year. So he would have definitely been there last year too. So, you know, they've all been in that position, and we've set ourselves up this season to have a lot throughout the season. So it's not a huge something that you go into, it's not like a big eye-opening type of situation because we've kind of been there all year, and that's what we wanted to do, to be ready for that state tournament and just make it another tournament to go out and perform and do the best that they can.
And you alluded it to a bit already, but the month of January is extremely busy in any winter sport, especially wrestling. You're competing in a lot of meets, and then you're doing some dual meets during the week. How do you, as now that you've stepped in as first year head coach, kind of keep the intensity up with your guys when it does get difficult and it does get exhausting?
Yeah, like I said earlier, you got to find times to let them rest, give them a little break here and there, and let that body rest because there is a lot of competition. We're already up to pretty close to 45, somewhere around 45 matches for the guys that have been wrestling the whole time. So that's a lot of wrestling at this point in time in the season. And you move around weights a little bit. Let them they don't have to make weight. We say, hey, let's all move up one weight, or if we got an opportunity to move back and forth and stuff. So kind of give them that opportunity so they don't have to try to make that scratch weight type of thing every single time we weigh in. So you give them options and just kind of keep working and resting the body and nutrition and try to keep going.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Best of luck to you and your team as you head and compete in two big meets coming up.
Yep, thank you.